shall I send thee? I'm gonna send you one by one. One for the little bitty baby,
born of the Virgin Mary, born in Bethlehem.
You know that song, Don?
Children go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee two by two. Two for Paul and Silas, one for the little bitty baby, born of the Virgin Mary, born in Bethlehem. Children go where I send thee. How shall I send thee? I'm gonna send thee three by three.
The amazing Kenny Rogers and my favorite a cappella group, Home Free. Man, these guys are amazing. It's 8:05 on a glorious morning here in the great state of Maine. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. We were talking with Steve DeMillo in the last segment about the high cost of energy. Linda says, instead of expanding LIHEAP, why don't they simply suspend the solar subsidies, which are being paid through the electricity bill? Well, the answer to that, Linda, is very simple. Rigid ideology. It's not that we have a dearth of energy. It's not like we've run out of energy and we have a demand that exceeds supply. We just have rigid ideology. But I'm moving on from that because it's Christmas time, and I don't really want to talk about it right now because we've done it all year long. Rocco Severino is in the house, a good Irish boy. How are you?
Good, Ray. How you doing?
Good to see you, man.
You too.
Yeah. Don Campbell is here.
Good morning. Merry Christmas out there.
Absolutely. Diane Campbell is here. You guys are married relations. Not that you're married, but you're related by marriage.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Down the Don lineage. And the beautiful man.
Yeah, the beautiful man. Yeah. That's right.
Down the lineage line somewhere.
Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas.
So what's really interesting about Diane is we have these Christmas jingles where, you know, Don, you did it.
Yeah.
And we had Diane do one. And she says, this is Diane Campbell. Me and my beautiful man, Jeff Campbell. And I'm just like, well, it makes it sound like you're not married. Why don't you just say soup?
I have no answers.
I told Rocco I wouldn't ask him a question he didn't know the answer to, and I just asked you one you didn't know the answer to.
It came out that way.
Yeah.
And
me and my beautiful man, Jeff Campbell. Yeah, that's right. And, of course, the gorgeous Dee Dee Richardson's in the house looking all Christmassy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, somebody just texted me earlier and said, whenever you're out and about, your wife's always with you, and if I don't see you, I will recognize her because of the hair. The style. She has a style. Don, you got sort of the same style going on, bro.
Well, hers far surpasses mine.
Well, I agree with that. There's no doubt. But, you know, it's like mimicry is the greatest form of flattery, right?
Right.
There we go.
Yeah. I've got the heat miser thing going this time of year. I don't know how it happens. Probably because of my wood stove, but, you know.
That's a good smell in the house, isn't it?
I love it.
Man, your place is one of the coolest. Right. You know, the tiki bar you have out back.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Lord, I know.
It was great to have you there.
You have invited us twice, and we have come twice. Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's been thrilling.
Our celebration party we had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of the celebration, we're going to get to everybody here. So everybody just hang on here. But the Don Campbell Band has something to tell. And I want to say this right up front.
Sure.
So grateful that you and Kristen and Roxanne included me when it happened.
They both send their best.
Yeah.
They both said to say hello to you and Dee Dee.
Yeah. So grateful that you included me when this happened. But I've not told a soul because it's not my story to tell. But I want you to tell it now.
Yeah. So this past August, we did our fourth flotilla to fight cancer out by Cow Island. It's a concert you can only see if you're on the water. And our... we raised over $100,000. 100% of that went to the Maine Cancer Foundation, which helps a lot of folks that are fighting cancer. And some of that money can help them simply to pay their copay for their meds or simply to get a ride to Maine cancer specialists over in Scarborough to receive their chemo treatments. So we're really, really happy that we were so successful this year, and we never thought we'd get there. But thank you for being one of our media partners to help that happen. So that's a real Christmas present for me and for Kristen and my whole team.
There's no question. And for everybody involved. And I don't know if they want their name said, so we certainly won't do that unless you want to do that. That's up to you. It's your story. But Roxanne brought me over as they were presenting you with the money that put you over. I think they ask you, what do you need to hit 100?
Yeah. We after the concert, and maybe a week or so later, we arrived at around, I think it was 80. It was like $90,000. Right. We arrived at, and some folks overheard me saying that, you know, we didn't really hit our goal when we were playing down at the Royal Anchor. They happened to be in the crowd. This young couple, very successful couple. They overheard me say on the microphone, you know, we almost made it to $100,000, but we're pretty happy with, you know, I think it was $99,500 or excuse me, $89,500.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, they showed up at our celebration party and handed me a check for $10,500. And, Mike Schott and Krista Scott, Mike and Krista Schott, and they gave us a check for $10,500, which was really, really, it put us up over the, it helped us clear the bar. And also, my friend Doug Tim, donated $10,000 this year. And Doug, former owner of Business Equipment Unlimited, and he's a commercial real estate investor. And
right.
So we had some very generous people, step up that believed in what we're doing and just wanted us to help us clear that bar, that goal. So it I was speechless, you know, which is rare for me.
As you know, last year Kristen, band manager,
yes,
was sitting in studio with you, and
yes,
and the first year you'd done this, I think you broke 32.
Yeah.
Second year you broke 53.
Yeah.
And so she's sitting here and I said, "Hey, we're going to do 75 this year."
Yeah, right.
And she's like, don't say that. I'm like, you got to dream big.
It's a pretty lofty goal. Yeah.
So this year when you're in here, I'm like, 100,000 is going to happen.
Yeah.
And she's like, and if she's listening right now, she'd be saying, no, Ray, don't say those words.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what she said. And then when we were at your house for the celebration of the 89,500 you did raise, which was extraordinary.
Yeah.
You guys brought me over, and
we wanted you to meet those people,
which was so kind of you, and it was so interesting. Give their names again.
Yeah, Mike Schott and his wife Krista Schott.
It was so interesting, Krista, as they're doing that, and of course I thank them as well. I know it's your event, but you know our heart's with you on this thing.
Yeah, I get it.
And I thank them, and she said, you know, we're not pretentious. We give to things we care about, like veterans.
They donate a lot to veterans.
Absolutely.
And they I remember that conversation, and they said, you know, We don't want to die with all this money.
Right.
You know, someday we want to know that we spent our whole lives giving while we were alive so we could enjoy the success, enjoy the successes of others and helping others.
Absolutely.
And what a great inspirational message that is. You know, why die with all this money in your bank account when you can use it for good?
Yeah,
While you're still here.
And as you know, she's a very attractive, stylish woman. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow, you look like $1 million. She said, Ray, I got this at Target.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the kind of people they are. Very humble people.
Exactly,
and,
right.
And just extraordinarily generous. And wow. And, you know, the place went nuts at your house. All the people that were there when you walked over and said, we broke 100, which was just...
Yeah, I remember that moment.
So
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, it was so amazing.
And for those folks out there that have never been to this event, if you're standing over on Falmouth Foreside, like at the town landing, you can look out at like 1 o'clock from where you're standing if you're at the town landing, and Cow Island is visible from shore, and it's maybe a mile and a half or 2 miles offshore. But it's a concert you can only see by boat, but people are out there in kayaks. They're out there on a paddle board. There was a guy out there in an inflatable unicorn. There are people out there in big yachts and beautiful lobster boats. And it's also the same day as the main lobster boat races. So all the lobster boats come over to our event. And it's really impressive to see all these beautiful lobster boats and all the different colors. And they fly these special flags that day. And we had over 350 boats there, which is, it's just a spectacle to see, even if you don't like the music. You know,
I agree. Well, You guys are all old enough to know who the Beverly... Are you old enough to know who the Beverly Hillbillies are?
I am.
Okay. So one of the boats looked like... You know that old truck they had where Granny was riding in the back? One of the boats looked like that old truck.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just it's extraordinary. And you know, Kevin Battle, the harbor master.
What a great
team,
guy.
The Richardsons, not Didi and I, but the other Richardsons, Randy and Kathy, they were out there. And it just,
wonderful,
you know,
people.
They're out there making sure that everybody's having a good time, being safe, and just fabulous.
Yeah, it's a
family-friendly
event. Yeah. And the retired Coast Guard auxiliary people are out there just slowly cruising around at headway speed, making sure everybody's safe and showing their presence, and the harbor master. It's a great day.
Yeah, it really is. Kristen says she's listening. I got to be quiet now.
She's waiting for me to promote our Christmas concerts.
Yeah. I know that. Wow, with. She sent me a really beautiful picture of you, though, dude. Wow, and you got on the same scarf. Well done. Look at that, Rocco. Don looks good.
Kristen took that picture.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, exactly. You could say it's you. Send it out as your Christmas card. You can say it's you.
Rocco's looking good already.
Yeah, he is looking good.
A couple years.
Yeah, he's looking good, no doubt. So, yeah, you've got these wonderful Christmas concerts coming up.
Yes. So tomorrow night at the Booth Bay Opera House, Saturday night, Booth Bay Opera House at 7 p.m. And let me tell you something. The Booth Bay Opera House is a beautiful old historic building, and they decorate it to the nines with holiday decorations. And that's tomorrow night. Sunday. What's really important to me is we do this every year. Scarborough High School Auditorium, it's a free Christmas concert. And like our Flotilla to Fight Cancer, we take donations. And 100% of the donations that we receive on Sunday go to the Hospice of Southern Maine, Gosnell Hospice House. And we do this Christmas concert. It's free. It's 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon at Scarborough High School. And the reason we do it at 2 p.m. is so that elderly people can come to the show. Mm. And Scarborough High School Auditorium holds about 700 people, and it's always packed.
And the acoustics there are wonderful.
Just
We've
beautiful.
Been to several shows over the years there.
Just beautiful. So if you'd like to come out, we see three generations of families at this show. You know, grandparents and grandkids and mom and dad. And like I said, we just take donations. You can either, use a QR code to donate. It goes directly to the Hospice of Southern Maine. They're hands-on caregivers, the people that are taking care of dying people every day. And so if you've ever experienced the grace that is exhibited by hospice people, especially the Gosnell Hospice House in Scarborough, come join us and let's show them how much we appreciate them. By making donations of any amount. No amount is too small, no amount is too big. But the hands-on caregivers at Gosnell Hospice House and Hospice of Southern Maine, we are so blessed to have them. So that's Sunday, December 8th, 2 p.m., Scarborough High School Auditorium. Here's another cool show if you want to come to a Christmas concert. Saturday, December 14th at Bear Mountain Inn, which is in Waterford, Maine. This place is unbelievable. It's like walking onto a Hallmark movie set.
Rocco's shaking his head. You know that place.
I do. I drive up there, past there to ski quite often. It's not far from our restaurant, and it is a beautiful, beautiful,
it's beautiful
place.
And the people that own it are fantastic. You could eat off the floors in this beautiful inn, and there's a big, big candlelit barn, just beautifully decorated for the holidays. So that is Saturday, December 14th at 6 p.m., Bear Mountain Inn with a barn dinner and concert.
Hey, we could film. I've always wanted to be in a Hallmark movie, and they've never allowed me to do it. So we could go film our own Hallmark movie
could.
And just pretend.
We could. And,
why not?
So, please come join us. And then finally, Saturday, December 24th at Bethany Church in Greenland, New Hampshire. And Greenland is right down by the traffic circle
right.
in Portsmouth and Rye.
Very easy to get to.
Yeah, and this is a stunning church in Greenland, New Hampshire, the Bethany Church. And it's a free concert. And that's Saturday, December 21st at 6:30. And this church really looks like a stage you would find in Nashville. It's a beautiful, beautiful church. And I'd like to thank our sponsors for these events, Saco and Biddeford Savings, the Downs in Scarborough, who is our sponsor for our hospice benefit concert, and also Ray and Dee Dee Richardson and our friend John Shannon from WPOR. Thank you all for helping us.
We appreciate you, Don. You know what you're doing with the Gosnell House. People that work in that industry, they're doing God's work.
They're angels.
You know, they help people.
And they help the families. And they help the families that are there in the room, because I experienced it firsthand with my mom, and they couldn't have been more gracious.
Well, and our mutual friend and mutual doctor, Mike Champy.
Yes.
When his father passed, that's where he spent his last couple of weeks. And you know, I haven't experienced it. Obviously, I'm still sitting here, but I've had so many friends who, when you get to be our age, people start to go to the other side.
Right.
And the folks at the Gosnell House are extraordinary. They just are.
Amazing.
It's a calling. I don't know really how you do it, because you do become emotionally involved with the people that are there, particularly if they're wonderful people, and and you get to help them get to where they have to go, and then they're gone.
Yeah.
And then you walk back in the next day and you start all over. And it's extraordinary, the ability of these people to do that.
And they take, and they also take care of the family members, you know, of the dying.
Absolutely.
And if you read, you know, many of the obituaries in the Portland newspapers, there's always a thank you. Special thank you to the Gosnell Hospice House, and also other hospices around everywhere. You know, they're all wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, there's a lot going on here today. Diane Campbell, we won't say Campbell, even though you did. We can say Campbell.
You can, yes.
It's so uncomfortable, though. Everybody calls it Campbell Soup. Come on.
Glenn Campbell,
yeah. He didn't say...
I've heard it both ways, though, Diane, growing up, you know.
He didn't say... the announcer didn't say, hey, now he's live, Glenn Campbell. So you are doing... I know. I told you, I never know what I'm going to say or do until I actually do it.
I'm ready for you, Rick.
You know, I never do. Yes, we know each other quite well and have hung out with down at the Royal Anchor. We got to get you down. I know it's a busy time for you in the summer. You have your own place with a tiki bar.
I've heard really good things about the Royal Anchor. Oh. Yeah, I have actually a friend who picked up some bar shifts down there.
Yeah.
This summer, and I've heard nothing but good things. So hopefully I can sneak away one night this summer and check it out.
Yeah, well, Don starts playing at, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? And,
Every other Sunday.
It's
a lot of fun.
It's extraordinary. It's not a lot of fun. It's extraordinary.
There's so much good about those days.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that place is dog friendly, too.
I know.
So
and
Teddy
the owners are fantastic.
Yeah. They are. They're incredible.
And the previous owners are helping out every once in a while. It's just it's just a great spot.
Yeah.
It's very unique.
Absolutely. So, Diane, you have a big art show coming up at North Yarmouth Academy.
I do. Tomorrow, December 7th from 9
Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah. 9 to 3. And hopefully, I will not get my booth assignment until I show up.
Really?
Yes, but I'm hoping, I have my fingers crossed because I made a request, that I'll be in the auditorium next to a friend of mine who's another fabulous artist, author.
Well, hopefully you get number 13, because that's our best number. It's been very good to us over the years.
Okay.
And so maybe you'll get booth number 13 and do very, very well. So what kind of stuff will you be displaying?
I am bringing my photography. And over the last several years, I have been focusing on making greeting cards, blank greeting cards. And I brought some for you today, just so you can get an idea.
Just glorious stuff.
Beautiful.
You saw them.
Yeah.
I didn't, Rocco, did you see them?
What an eye.
Yeah.
What an eye.
I'm actually
just
very
glorious.
Familiar with Diane's work.
I'm on a mission to get people to write notes to each other, because everything's become so impersonal and digital and all those other things. When you write a note to somebody, you're like sending like a little present in the mail, you know, with your thoughts. You've slowed down. You've written a heartfelt greeting. And not only does the recipient feel really good, but hopefully you feel really good in sending the note.
I agree.
And, you know, when I moved to Maine many years ago, I used to make Christmas cards for my family. And I would send Christmas cards to my family. And so the pressure's been on. I don't know how many years I've been here, but holy moly, I have to come up with a new image every year. And I've done it.
It's amazing. So, yeah. I agree with you. You know, the old days, the way they used to send notes back and forth, of course, they were handwritten. But they also would seal them with an insignia stamped in wax. And I have that. And I used to work on my handwriting all the time. At one point in my life, I had beautiful handwriting. I don't as much now. I loved writing notes to people, writing letters to people. And I gotten away from it for the reason you mentioned, digital age. But I still think about it. And I have these, I have 20 different wax colors so that I can stamp my R in it. But I only did it twice this year.
Yeah.
And so,
there you go.
We're going to use these because they need to be shared.
Thank you.
Yeah, they need to be shared.
Yeah.
So what time does the art show start?
Starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, runs till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll also have my calendars, and I've also made some Christmas ornaments, too. I've been working with paper clay, and so I'm going to have a little tree set up with my paper clay ornaments there.
Wow, I'd love to see those.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to see those.
Be careful what you ask for.
Well, no, I would. I'd love to see those. I mean, you. I think you know this.
Yeah.
Christmas starts for me on October 1.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween and Thanksgiving happen to be days during the Christmas season of 90 days for me. We started watching Hallmark Christmas movies on October 18th. I have the most extraordinarily beautiful Santa suit that anyone has ever seen, including Santa, the real Santa himself. Dee Dee has the most extraordinary Mrs. Claus that's better than the real Mrs. Claus. And you know, I listen to Christmas music around year round. I love this season. I think we as people are often the people we really want to be during Christmas.
Yeah. When was I here with Chris White?
I don't remember.
It was
October, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe October.
So we've been watching the Hallmark Channel ever since.
Don, do you watch the Hallmark Channel?
I do.
Yeah, of course. How can you not?
Yeah.
Rocco, I know you're a grizzled old Irishman. You're an Irishman.
You
can tell with that name, of course.
I think the Hallmark Channel is... I can just start it right in the middle and doesn't matter which one it is. I know exactly where
it's going. The story's always the same, you know.
Yeah, you know, a small town girl and moves away to the big city.
Right.
Meets a lawyer. He's kind of a jerk.
Right.
Comes back home. Guy's taking over the Christmas tree farm.
Right. And his wife is long gone. And
yeah,
he's got a beautiful little girl.
Away. Yeah, exactly.
Beautiful little girl.
Looking for the right woman to take care
of
the house.
That's the thing.
But see, here's the beauty. Nothing really bad. Sometimes there's a misunderstanding, but nothing really bad ever happens on Hallmark. And then always at the end of the movie, the very unworthy guy gets to kiss the beautiful girl.
Oh, yeah.
Life is wonderful.
There's a great meme on Facebook of like six men and women in white lab coats, and it's in it. And the saying is, Hallmark researchers have discovered a new plot line.
I saw that.
And they're in a lab.
Yes.
They're in a lab.
There's a young couple that I've recently started following because they're hilarious, and they're a very attractive young couple.
Yeah.
And he loves Hallmark like I do. So you've seen this
guy on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
And so what's really funny about it is he'll act out, you know, for maybe 2.5-3 minutes. He and his wife will a Hallmark plot.
Yeah.
And when he's talking, she's filming it and she's laughing. You can hear her giggling in the background because she knows how funny it is. They're hilarious.
Yeah.
So I don't follow a lot of people, but I have started following them because it's just so funny.
Yeah.
It's just so funny. We got to grab a quick break. Rocco's got a story he's going to tell us when we come back, and I want you all to hear it. And I know how generous you all were last year when the tragedy happened in Lewiston. We raised $32,000 here in four hours. We raised $80,000 with Veterans Forward in May. Don raised $100,000, but I'd like to think that we were part of it. The audience was certainly contributors. I saw some of the people on the GoFundMe. And we're going to ask you to help out somebody that Rocco cares a lot about, and they deserve your help. It's a young child. And I know that, you know, times are tough. I get that. And I know it's Christmas. But if you got a few coins jingling in your pocket or even some folding money, this little girl could use your help. We'll be right back. ABC Maine, member driven and member strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information, email hope at ABC.